It was one of the iconic venues of the Qatar 2022 World Cup. Now the 63,000 capacity Al Bayt Stadium is once again preparing to welcome the fans, this time for Asian football's showpiece event.
Well, the main thing is the look of the stadium, to be honest. It has roots in the culture. As you saw on the way in, it has the Bayt al-Shaar, which is the tent known for the Qatar and the region, and the capacity of the stadium.
Now, the Al Bayt Stadium will be the venue for the opening game and the final, and will be one of eight venues used throughout the tournament, six of which were previously used for the Qatar World Cup in 2022. At that World Cup, Al Bayt was used for a total of nine matches, including the opening game of Qatar 2022, plus a quarter-final and one semi-final. The organisers say that experience will be vital as the venue prepares itself for that Asian Cup kick-off on January the 12th next year.
The fans loved the experience in Doha. They loved the culture of the place. They loved how hospitable the people were. So we encourage other people to come for the Asian Cup and visit us. And as you know, we promised to deliver amazing, and we did deliver that, and we promised to deliver the same thing for the Asian Cup.
As for the host Qatar, they will be looking to become only the fifth team to successfully defend their Asian Cup title, having won the event in the United Arab Emirates in 2019. The team had a disappointing World Cup where they lost all three group games and scored just one goal. They'll be hoping new coach Carlos Queiroz can help them win the trophy again, this time in front of their home fans. Rahul Pathak, Al Jazeera, Doha.